Blog Talk Radio.
Holy shit. What's going on, Ghetto?
We're here.
Yeah, man, I was like, holy shit, he's actually called at the start of the show.
Yeah, I guess that evil Ghetto G must have ran away.
Let's see, Angel said that apparently we need to give you a cookie.
kind of cookie?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I don't want just any cookie.
He said, tell him he need a cookie.
So I saw that they had a new flavor of Oreo. Cookie dough Oreo.
That just sounds good.
I was like, I wonder if this is any good, but I want to buy them for $4 and it'd just be disgusting.
Yeah, seriously.
I was looking for the other kind, the Reese's Cups, but they didn't have those.
No, but they do have them in minis now.
What the fucking minis?
Yeah.
I need like the whole damn box full of them bags, man, to feed the beast.
And wait, I've been having those fucking Fiber One cookies.
Fiber One cookies?
Yeah.
They still make Fiber One, like, bar things?
Oh, man, these are actual chocolate chip cookies.
I don't know.
And it tastes just like chocolate chip cookies.
You don't say.
Well, I mean, come on, but, you know, like, I was kind of expecting for them to taste like fucking cardboard because it's like, you know, it's Fiber One.
No, that's usually turkey bacon.
Oh, that too.
You ever eat turkey bacon?
Unfortunately, yeah, because my mom used to make it all the time because, you know, she won't eat fucking red meat.
Now that has no flavor to it.
True. I should make this my fucking profile pic.
What's that?
Oh my god, they killed Dean! You bastards!
It's only funny for the fact that you brought that up last night, and I said somebody should make it, and then the next day there it was.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck?
It's like the wrestling pages listen to us, like WWE listens to us.
Yeah, pretty much.
But people were very upset that Brock Lesnar won.
Oh, boo-hoo.
And people are more upset that the WCW belt's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Never liked that belt anyway.
Hell no. Nah.
I wish I could find my Stone Cold Smoking Skull belt that I had many years ago.
That's a good point, because I actually have the WCW belt.
And why do you have that belt?
Man, autographed.
I thought that was a WWE belt.
Oh, yeah, but it's, you know, the, but it's sort of quote-unquote WCW world title, like the way it looks and shit like that.
Who's it signed by?
Edge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw this other guy, man. He was holding up a belt, talking about he's the world champ of Pittsburgh with a TNA belt.
Oh, fuck. The hell nah.
TNA? Really? That's the belt? That's the belt you picked up?
That's the belt you want to represent Pittsburgh? Fuck
yeah,
no.
Yeah, right? TNA doesn't even come to Pittsburgh.
And damn it, fucking Angel, why can't you feel happy, right? And he.
You know, Pharrell would be very upset with you.
Yeah. Because he spelled it H-A-P-P-E-Y.
Now, how do you manage to get an E in that?
I don't know. How do you manage to get a W in he?
You don't.
Well, he thought he, H-W.
You know, sometimes when people are typing, it's, you know, a fair misfucking spelling shit. Typo. There we go. When you hit the wrong button that's next to the letter you were trying to hit, But when you hit a letter that's like all the way across the keyboard, I don't know how that happens.
And for some reason, he calls Brock Lesnar Brocky.
See.
So apparently, he's got a fucking pet name for Brock Lesnar now.
Well, I guess that Brock guy from Pokemon could be kind of like John Cena, because he can't see anything either.
It's so true.
So if that was Brock, what could John Cena be from Pokemon?
I thought Meow from Team Rocket. Pathetic and useless.
That's the only Pokemon that could talk, though.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the only Pokemon that could talk, but it's fucking attacks. Like Fury Swipe and shit like that all suck.
Well, you would think because it talked it would have better moves.
No. I mean, for fuck's sake, Meow came new fucking payday.
The fuck is that?
Payday's like a move where like it's like you get like all these coins and shit like that.
Okay then. Doesn't really explain what it is.
It's an attack that like Meowth can use and like certain other Pokemon can use like Purloin and shit like that. It's pretty much, like I said, pretty much like, the main deal of it is, you know, like, you get fucking coins from, like from that attack and shit like that, that pretty much scattered to the ground and shit like that.
All right, don't hurt yourself now. We can move on.
Well, yeah, so, hey, I mean, Meowth can't even use that fucking attack because, like, he put all his fucking learning into fucking trying to learn how to talk.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Shit. Did you know that fucking Hoppit was the father of his, fathered by fucking Pikachu and Raichu.
No, I did not.
I didn't know that either. I'm seeing like by breeding Hoppit, father, Pikachu, and Raichu.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a Pokemon from like, I think it's like Pokemon from, I want to say Johto or Sinnoh.
I've never even heard of those.
Man, fucking tonight at work was just fucking nuts. Because unfortunately, now we got even more useless shit that we don't need.
So food's useless now.
No, I ain't talking about the food. I'm talking about the stupid fucking shit they have for the kid. You know, like, all right, you know how, like, with, like, most of the grocery stores, like, they have those fucking, like, little rides for the kids?
Or the oversized adults that try to fit in them, yes.
Yeah, we have one of those now.
Why?
Inside the store. I'm like, why the fuck do we need this? I mean, for fuck's sake. The machine that we have, you know, we actually get fucking prizes from, don't do much
because nobody can win.
Yeah, pretty much. And so now they bring that shit in.
I thought those things were like gone now.
And I thought they were too, but nope. We have those fucking things with the stickers and the gumballs in our. And now, I'm just like, why the fuck do we need all this? I mean, for one, half the kids that come in and come through are fucking Mexican, so they probably know what the fuck things are.
So is it like a lowrider?
Yeah. It is like a, exactly like a lowrider.
You put 50 cents in and it got like hydraulics.
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny because one kid actually got stuck in it. I'm like, ha ha, fat ass.
Of course you would taunt the small child.
Hey, it wasn't even a small child. The fucking kid was like at least fucking 10, 11.
Well, then that child should not have been on that.
Man, that's a definite. And the fact that he had at least fucking three kids fucking like on it all at once. One actually in the seat, one on the fucking hood, and one on the back of the damn thing.
Man, that was like holy man riding that small ass America around at Walmart once.
Man, I'm surprised she didn't break it.
Right?
I'm just like, one of these days, these kids are going to end up fucking breaking this shit.
Oh, it'll happen.
Yeah. There we go. Fucking perfect memory right here. My client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the street. Then you got fucking Kevin Nash. That's cute. I conquered Goldberg's 173-0 winning streak. I should share that.
And then he got hurt.
He probably did.
Surprisingly enough, main event actually had 4 matches.
This must be some short-ass fucking matches.
But I'm just saying, they usually only have 1 or 2, but 4 matches.
Damn. Now, here's a good memmy. It's fucking Brock Lesnar winning the fucking titles. And underneath, it's fucking Seth Rollins. I'll just cash it on Paige.
Yeah, I've seen it. So you heard the news. There's going to be the rematch in Night of Champions, right?
Unfortunately.
Because John Cena is out of action for a whole month.
Yay! Good thing.
Even though he returns to Raw next week.
Yeah. Just turned out that he's going to be out of action for a month.
Yeah, pretty much. Until the pay-per-view.
Fucking moron. There we go, fucking 1 hour ago. What's everyone think of the new WWE World Heavyweight Championship belt? Young Juice Juice responds with, sucks.
Man, I commented on that on a Triple H Stephanie McMahon page talking about the belt. I was like, damn it, Triple H, we waited this long for the same belt.
Yeah, seriously.
But it was funny on a main event you had Seth Rollins talking about Jack Swagger. He's like, well, if you weren't sleeping on the nations, whatever the hell. That's funny as hell. So now they're going to have a match on SmackDown.
Yeah, but he's going to lose.
Damn, Jack Swagger falling asleep.
Seriously. There we go. What the hell is this? Freaking Awesome Network, The Death of Super Cena.
Yeah, see? Everybody makes these pictures.
Hell
like
yeah.
Like the picture I shared of in memory of John Cena.
Fucking amazing. Apparently, Angel wants to know if you watch Pokemon.
I did when I was in, like, 8th grade.
Yeah, and he goes, LMFAO. Gee, do he watch Pokemon?
He do. Many, many moons ago.
I'm trying to figure out why he types like a four.
I used to have Pokemon cards as well.
Yeah, I still got my Pokemon cards.
Then I sold them.
Yeah, how much did you get for those?
Not very much, because at the time I really didn't care. In 20 years, if you were something. So I just sold all my cards for $5 a piece.
That works.
And people wanted them, so fuck it.
Yeah, I'm gonna find. I'm actually. When I do decide to sell my card, I'm gonna find a natural good place that will actually buy them back.
Good luck with that. Throw them up on eBay.
I mean, I've got more than enough. That should make some good money off of them. Maybe about like 80, 90 bucks off of them. If I do like $1 a piece.
Yeah. That's not a lot.
Well, it depends, because I think if I can figure out how many cards I have, I think I got like over 100 and something cards of Pokemon. Then I got like about 50 cards of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I think.
Those cards aren't worth anything.
I don't know, they just might be. I mean, like, they're the old cartoon ones.
Maybe if you had, like, the action figures or something. But the cards, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I could find out. Then I got maybe about 10 Lord of the Ring cards. Maybe 10, 20 of those.
Speaking of toys, though, man, I saw that they had, like, a new version of, like, the Dragon Zord.
Oh, fuck.
And they were selling it for, like, $80. I'm like, goddamn. $80, man. That shit was never that expensive when we were growing up playing with Power Rangers.
Hell nah. Yeah, they keep upping it up and shit like that, getting like fucking new shit like that. I mean, shit, man, like if you go to fucking Amazon, they have one where it's the Deluxe Dragon Zord and Green Ranger all together.
Yeah, and how much is that? Couple $100.
$199.95 plus $8.49 shipping.
Yeah, because $200 wasn't enough.
Yeah, seriously.
Need to add in that extra $8.
Yeah, you think if something like over $100, it'd be free shipping.
You would think, unless you're a dick.
Yeah, like this one place in Ohio, fucking selling it for $207 plus $8 shipping.
I mean, that's obviously the going rate for shipping nowadays is $8, but. You know, selling things for a couple $100 and not offering free shipping when you can take the money out of that, you know, for the shipping. You know, it's just a dick move.
Well, this is even more of a dick move. Fucking somebody in Illinois was selling one for $275 plus $12 shipping.
So so how about I walked outside today and I walked into my neighbors filming their nice little ice bucket challenge.
Oh, fuck,
like,
out of here.
I was like, man, I was like, shit's going down.
I'll be like, what? The fraternity.
My dogs were out there barking at something. I was like, the fuck they barking at? And I went out and entered the standard yard and I saw that. I was like, really?
Oh, the fact that your dogs are barking at that shit, too. That's even funnier.
Yeah. And on top of that, man, that's the same neighbor, man. She was still sporting a John Cena t-shirt doing this challenge.
Man, that would have yelled out saying, do you know John Cena lost?
Well, I said that before it happened. I was like, so you ready for Cena to lose tomorrow?
What'd she say?
She's like, no.
And then,
and look at that. Boom. Yeah. But I just thought it was funny for the fact that I actually witnessed these damn kids out here, you know, filming these damn ice bucket challenges.
Oh, bud. I don't get these motherfuckers at all.
Like, I saw a couple funny ones where the one girl was doing it and the person went to dump the water on her and just dropped a bucket on her fucking head from up top and knocked her the fuck out.
That would have been fucking...
Or,
now, that's something that would have been worth fucking filming.
Or this dude, he went to do it and he turned the damn pot upside down that he had and he got knocked out by the big block of ice because it was completely frozen.
I think people
just
need...
Or this other dude, man, like he was waiting while his friend lifted up the bucket, but then the dumbass spilled it on himself.
Damn.
But yeah, listen, kids, don't keep your water in the freezer for too long.
Listen, kids, just don't do the ice challenge. It's not worth risking your life.
Speaking of which, I saw that Miss Looney met Herschel.
Damn. Lucky bitch.
She had a picture up with him and shit. And I said, taking pictures with Herschel, you risk your life.
It's true. You do.
Like, where exactly was she at that she was meeting these people, though?
I don't know.
Like, why don't these events come here?
Yeah, sir.
Well, they come close enough to you, though.
Well, yeah. Just not close enough to where we actually get good ones, like Herschel.
Like that Comic-Con's coming back here again. That was just here. They're coming back in December. And Chewbacca's going to be at this one.
That's what's up.
I was like, hell yeah, Chewie's going to be there.
Yeah, man. You get to meet my ex.
Only if your ex is like, how tall is that guy?
I don't know. But you know what's funny is the fact that even Herschel's fucking taller than fucking Ms. Looney.
Yeah, apparently everybody is. But I was flipping through those pictures and I saw her. She was with that little girl. I was like, wait a minute, who the fuck is this little girl? I was like, well, that's that fucking crazy girl. The fucking Walking Dead. Look at the flowers.
Ha, 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 ha.
that she was with that other girl, too. The one that she killed.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, Miss Looney's gonna die. Look at the flowers.
Exactly.
Oh, bud. You know, I don't quite ever remember fucking the Blue Ranger action figure ever having the fucking Green Ranger shield.
Well, now he does.
Yeah, he really does. I think they got one with the Black Ranger has one too. And the Yellow Ranger. And the Pink Ranger. I'm just like, why?
I only remember the Red Ranger having it.
Yeah, Red Ranger and Green Ranger, that's it. But now they make it to where they all have it.
Interesting.
So I'm trying to find all the fucking Power Ranger coins, because, you know, since I already have a Morpher, I might as well get the entire fucking, just find a way to simple way I can get the coins instead of actually getting a whole other Morpher.
Yeah, I could see some crime going on down there in Danbury, and Havoc running out in the crowd like, I got this, it's morphin' time. And then nothing happening, and then getting punched in the face. Like, what did you say to me?
Oh, man.
You're like, I need to call upon the Megazord.
And it doesn't come, I get my ass kicked.
And then you realize you don't have a Megazord.
Then
you bust out your cell phone, you start dialing some numbers, and your pirate ship doesn't even show up.
Man, I don't want the pirate ship. Walk out of here.
I just don't know why the Power Rangers were pirates.
Because that's the new thing. Angel, why are you saying BRB? You weren't even talking.
Yeah, you haven't been talking for like the past half an hour.
He's just like, BRB. And then he'll come back and be like, I'm back. Hey, we got a guest in the room. Guest ran away.
The guest ran away. He's not even there no more.
Nope. I mentioned the guest was in the room. Oh, look, the guest came back.
The guest is back. They found their Megazord.
Man, they probably did.
They're like, damn it, Saba. Get your shit together.
Yeah, but that's still going to work.
But these damn kids said they want to hear a song, so let's hear a song.
What should we play? I mean, at the moment I'm on the Loons, so we should play the Loons.
May as well.
Hello?
Nick Kenner.
Pardon?
Nick Kenner.
Who is this?
Nick Kenner.
Who do you wish to speak with?
Nick.
What?
Of the moon. of a night. You can hear me drag my foot and scrape my butcher knife. I can hear the owl as it chirps a wicked tune. You can hear the loons, the loons, the loons. Listen to the little pitter patter on my feet as I howl like a dog and I'm running down the street. Hiding in the trees, hiding in the bushes. You're sitting on your couch and I'm underneath your cushion. Stab you in the back of the head, why not? Your little governor's taking everything I've got. I can't feed a family, I can't feed a dog, so I cut your fucking head off. Hey, wakey wakey jokers, and you know we show and prove. Jumping over rooftops, chugging like a move. Tell me, have you ever seen a ghetto freak show?
Hello, and welcome back to Pillow Talk. I hope you're with your bitch, cause it's time to get cozy with the ICP. So just wind back with a sparkling glass of Faygo, while Violent J tells you the poetry that just makes the bitches melt. Only on W Love.
Now we're back. And hey, look, it's Kitten's playtime.
Who's playing with a kitten?
Well, looks like Kitten decided to show up tonight. You know the chick that deleted us all.
Where's she at?
She's up in the room.
Interesting. Are you by chance bipolar? It's like you were real happy, and then all of a sudden it turned.
Yeah, seriously.
like, I'll eat your soul. She must be the neck cutter.
Yeah, because we're still trying to figure out why, you know, you added us and then deleted us the same night.
Did that have anything to do with your boyfriend?
She said she had a lot of shit happen at once.
What exactly happened?
Yeah, besides Angel trying to fucking...
besides Angel and his sweet tooth, and everybody yells doing nothing. What exactly happened? She went into sugar shock.
Yeah, man, she went into a fucking full-out coma.
Yeah. Food coma. I've been there.
Well, I just wait for her to, you know, respond to us what happened.
I thought you were going to say something important here, but you didn't. Well, that was a complete fail for Havoc.
It really was.
I thought you were saying that because it was leading into, well, I'm going to play another song.
That actually sounds like a good idea. I said we flipped the cross.
All right, atheist, let's go.
From the bullshit and pettiness that fill this earth, from the backstabbers, hypocrites, and all those jerks, the evil you've installed in me grew is what I knew. Baffle my mind with your religion, it soothed me to find my own faith in what I do. Just me alone to teach myself righteousness, because you expect perfection, but that's a fake-made story. I'm growing in this planet, seeking my glory. Love isn't there like God in this house. I follow no one's style, I stay on my own route. I've been a bait to hell because it's this world. Yet another reason I've been torn by these snake girls. As prejudice surrounds me, as rumors are spread, my desire is to see you weaklings dead. See, I listen and learn, but you'll never be my boss. And this filthy planet's just for me to flip the cross. When love is destroyed, or faith is lost, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When dreams are ruined and promises tossed, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When betrayal attacks and lies are caused, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When depression is building and pain is all I saw, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. Reppin' 666 with the seven deadly sins. Let's pretend it's the end of the beginning of apocalypse. What you know about this? Nothing human, you're frontin'. Now just sit back and you might learn something. No solace in religion, can't believe in superstition. Every time I flip the cross, somebody gotta start to bitchin'. Know my fate is my decision, and the life that I've been given, maybe you would know if it was my life you was living. Can't pay the cost, cause my faith is lost. My struggle's over for the top spot, man, I better stop. All my dreams are ruined and my promises tossed, so I had no other choice than to flip the cross. When love is destroyed or faith is lost, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When dreams are ruined and promises tossed, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When betrayal attacks and lies are caused, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When depression is building and pain is all I saw, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. Blackened soul that resides inside my body, I'm a sinister, I don't need help from your God. Contaminated with greed, people worse than me, when people let the best friends die, what else should I believe? In a world this cold, I'ma follow my heart, can't rely on anyone, so I stay in the dark. This world is like a cavity that should have been flossed. There's a few more reasons why I choose to flip the cross. This man is believed to worship this entity, and the statues of Christ really cry and bleed. I need proof, I need to be introduced to the God who lets go of the worst cases of abuse.
boo lets the ones you love dying in your darkest hour turns the blind eye, the white light, the dark side. It doesn't matter what you see, you can pray to yours, but mine lives within me.
And we are back.
Are you sure?
Yes. Let's see, she said, you mean the ass trying to pass himself off as a boyfriend?
I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know your life.
She had a few guys who insisted on sending her dick pics, and she went on a Facebook deleting binge.
Damn it, is that where my picture went? Son of a bitch. I meant to send that to somebody else. My bad.
Let's see, she went on she went guy hating for a few days, and then she finally got hurt.
So she turned lesbian for a whole couple days.
I'm not sure if
you see
said,
that? You see what happens when you send dick pics to people? Do you see? You ruin the world.
It's so true.
You make innocent bystanders get deleted off the internet. Fuck is wrong with you? Fuck is wrong with you?
Well, at least it's not as bad as
Chris. Chris, and guys, I don't know how to explain that. A mistake.
Man, I don't think anybody knows how to explain that, dude, at all.
I think the only good thing that dude did was send me free video games.
Yeah, half of them were all shitty. You didn't even play half of them.
No, I played them all. Well, I only own one still, though.
Let me guess, that'd be Saw.
Ding, ding, ding. Tell him what he's won, Johnny. Johnny will tell you what you won, but Johnny's dead.
Yes, Johnny right now is currently in the morgue next to fucking Zeb Coulter.
And The Undertaker. And
yeah.
Jack Swagger. And Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, yeah, definitely add Dean Ambrose to the list. Followed by Kane.
Kane's not dead, man. He's still there.
No, Kane's dead. That's a Kane that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yeah, man. What's up with people wearing suits, man? Fucking Cesaro came out in a suit.
I don't know.
What's he doing? He's trying to be a part of the fucking authority now? God damn it.
And I wouldn't be surprised.
Why do they all got to wear suits, though?
I don't know.
Like, can't they just join the group?
Yeah, I mean, for fuck's sake. They're not Evolution, even though Evolution always wore suits, but when they weren't in a fucking match.
Yeah, but that was the gimmick, though. They were high-class people and whatnot.
True. Whereas the authority is just fucking retarded.
Yeah. The new generation of the corporation.
Yeah, failing miserably while they're at it.
Yeah, except the corporation may have been better.
I think so, too.
But, I mean, I ain't got no problem with Triple H, though, but, like, I don't think this is working.
Hell no, man. You got quote-unquote corporate Kane. who gets involved in every single match.
That was a fail. That was a fail a long time ago.
Now let's see. You also got Seth Rollins, corporate Seth Rollins.
So how you feel about this Leprechaun movie?
I don't know. I mean, from the previews there, it seemed to look not that bad.
Yeah, Hornswoggle goes from that to being dressed like a cow tonight.
Why the fuck was he a cow?
I don't know. He's dressed as a fucking cow. Came out with the Matadors and El Torito.
Wow, no.
Same reason Michael Cole was on main event for once.
What, to bore everybody to death?
don't have a cow. This is bull. The stupid shit they were saying, man.
I believe it.
And then Saxton was yelling at Michael Cole because he was making fun of Slater Gator.
So for once, Cole had somebody besides JBL yelled at him.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Now I have to go and watch that.
Surprisingly, it was actually a pretty decent main event.
Hell yeah. And Kitten wants to hear a track.
What, do you think you're special now? You think we play tracks on the radio now?
He wants to hear an oldie but a goodie. Tilt the world.
I want to hear Mr. Sesame Seed.
Well, we'll go with that after Tilt the world.
Well, fine. Let her sit up front.
There we go.
Tilt-a-whirl. All you motherfuckers are gonna die. Everybody. You dying every day. Constantly. I kill myself right motherfucking now and still won't die.
Try him.
Wicked clown.
Never.
Never die. What?
Oh my goody, look a chicken. Keep your money. Here's a ticket. Hold up, keep your kids out here. They too young to play in there. Step right up, now strap them in. Lock it tight under his chin. Clamp his arms up to his side. It's gonna be a helly ride. Now if you misplace an item, psychopathic, say to find him. If you lose your nugget, yo, hatchet ain't responsible. Look and wonder if you will, cause we about to whip and kill. Think about your every sin as I tilt a whirly spin. What they want, fuck the line, put him up front. Welcome to our spectacle, Kearney Rice Eccentrical. Hope you like it even though, have to mingle with the foe. Hey you go sir, have a seat, you got to taste his right as neat. Tell you now the ride is fast, might want me to hold your cash. We shone us in until your soul leaves your body dead and cold. Tilt your whirly spraying blood, all over the neighborhood. Show, this time speed it up some more. Tell me
give him nuts. Slap his ass and press the butt.
Fair enough, another down. Kind of blow the fuck around.
Fire up the tilter world, and we'll see you all in hell.
We wish we die, we hope we die. The only problem is, we ain't never, ever, ever gonna die, motherfucker!
Mix, ICP, ABK, Mr. Sesame Seed.
Nah, man, we tight. Go ahead, smoke it all to yourself, dog.
Here he comes in that ice cream truck once again, selling bags of bullshit. When it's gonna end, having little ass kids that don't know any better, smoking bags of mud dust and calling it shredded. You could eat your weed, just pop it in like popcorn, because it's all seeds and it's goddamn wrong. I chase fags like you when you show me the bag for trying to insult my smarts with this fucking swag. I smoke crumble and get so high I can't see. Come down and then I got your ass standing before me with a bag of barn floor like
trying to smoke one up.
Mr. Sesame fucking seed ass. Shut up, you need punch for every headache hit that I took. Fuck off my jock before I rock your block and send you back to your connect with your eyes swollen. Money gone, but your weed ain't stolen. Keep
Mr.
that
Sesame
shit.
Sesame Seed, there's something wrong with your bag. It's more seed than it's weed. Most stems and sticks are done had.
Man, tell me something. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong with you.
Bitch ass motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong.
Sesame seed, no bun, full bag. Instead of weed, you should call it little pebbles of crack. What you got, a bag of jawbreakers mixed with dirt? Why is it every time I smoke my nose bleed, head hurt? I ain't buying your shit no more, I swear. Need the sticky, icky green with the bright white glare. Keep stepping.
Can't sell him.
Don't need your blunt popping, burning facial hair. I would rather quit smoking than buy your drama. Nightmares in my sleep about the seed man monster. Chasing me down, serving me up. Seed weasel goes pop when the pipe lit up. When I awake, same old thing. Pillowcase all bloody with my head on sting. I'm aggravated, but what can I do? Weed man wanna be, what's wrong with you?
Mr. Sesame Seed, there's something wrong with your bag. It's more seed than it's weed. Most stems and sticks I've done had.
Motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with you? Motherfucker,
what's wrong with you?
Motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with you? Motherfucker,
what's wrong with you?
An artificial dope man selling bags of trick. It was just crime without the nick. Straight up bullshit. I pulled the car over and I beat his ass down for even trying to sell it. Even at 100 a pound, we must rid the earth. It's wrong, it exists. Either way, we always end up smoking this shit. All you oval red and rockers, all you got is seeds. And your shit look like a fucking bag of Rice Krispies. My weed man gets the shit imported from the Sudanese rainforest. Riding that spinning 24s. Then you ride around the neighborhood on a unicycle. Selling that wrong to people who don't know. Right though, get bitch slapped off it and cough up them greenbacks. I'm needing that. Your weed sack, bitch, you eating that. I'm beating that ass for them headache bags. Just cause of you people don't even smoke like Shaq.
Just the fuck I'm saying, man. Y'all motherfuckers sell some janky ass shit, man. Y'all sell stems and seeds and shit. If I'm gonna smoke, I'm gonna smoke
fool.
Some creamy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong with you.
God damn, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong.
I don't need no sesame seed, I don't need no sticks and hay. You ain't gonna sell that shit, that weed's more like a giveaway. Raffled off to little kids for their school lunch change.
Walking through the neighborhood, selling joints of bird seed grain.
Hold up, man, nah, man.
Voice all raspy, clothes really stink. Smelling like a bonfire, what you think? Ain't got the nerve to ask where I've been. Far the fuck away from you and your bag of beaner friends. No hard feelings, but your shit sucks. After breaking down an ounce, I only got 3 blunts. So fuck you, weed man, stop selling. I'm not a fucking snitch, but I'm in the mood for telling.
It's the sesame seed, there's something wrong with your bag.
Goddamn right, something's wrong.
It's more seed than it's weed.
Fuck
most
is
dense and sticks I done had.
Fake ass weed man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong with you.
Fuck is wrong with you.
What the fuck is wrong
what
with you?
What the fuck is
fuck
wrong
is
with you?
Wrong with you.
Man, fuck is wrong with you?
Beaming down brand new shaggy to go to obliviate your species.
And we are back. You know, I don't know. I think that new Dean Ambrose hoodie would have actually probably made a better t-shirt than a hoodie.
Yeah, probably. Do you not enjoy the skinny jeans version of the hoodie?
No. No, I do not.
I don't think that hoodie can get any smaller.
I don't think so either. It only comes in a couple sizes. Small, medium, large, XL, and 2XL.
Yeah, see that? I guess fat people weren't fans of Dean Ambrose.
Apparently not. Well, you know, I guess that means you gotta lose some weight.
Yeah, I need to do that anyway. But that doesn't mean I'm gonna be a fan. Doesn't mean I'm gonna be a fan of Dean Ambrose, though. I mean, he's funny and all, but like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he could have done better.
I don't know, man. They didn't give him cool merchandise either.
No, they didn't. I'm kind of surprised about that. No, it's not like fucking Roman Reigns who got stupid-ass fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, make it Reigns. Stupid shit.
Yeah, like his fucking shirt that he has on the back that says one versus all, dumbass.
Ooh, nobody cares, Roman Reigns.
Now here's a fucking dope shirt that kinda, I guess, in a way. They actually put a new shirt. A brand new Brothers of Destruction t-shirt.
Brothers of Destruction? I think they're a little late.
Well, it's Old Taker with Fruit Will of Cain.
The hell, that ain't the Brothers of Destruction.
Man, those are the Brothers of fucking Candy.
Yeah, they probably should have used a different photo then, you know, with the better mask.
Yeah. I mean, the way they have it is, like, they have them, they were, like, their faces all stitched together.
Okay, then. What is it, like a twisted type thing?
Yeah, in a way. They got one side, like, I want, like, he got a cane with the fruit all of, like, his, like, right side of his face sewed on, like, sewed together with, two, I think, like, left side of Taker's face.
Yeah, definitely, like, the, freak show type deal thing.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, WWE, you failed miserably.
Yeah, why don't you give the people that are actually still there, like, some better t-shirts.
Yeah, seriously. Like, Dean Ambrose, give them something better. Give the Wyatt something good.
Yeah. Don't just take a random-ass picture and throw it on a t-shirt.
And for fuck's sake, stop giving people fucking Jack Swagger shit that, you know, that actually tells them where their heart is.
Yeah, we don't need no fucking chalk outline on our t-shirt. If we wanted to trace things on something, man, we'd grab some paper and a stencil.
Yeah, and do fucking turkeys.
Well, if you want to make hand turkeys. Even though your hand is not a stencil, but...
Well, your hand's not... Your hand's not exactly a turkey either, but...
Man, that's not the point of that, man. That's why you draw your hand and then you color it in to make it look like a turkey. Eyeballs. Gobbler.
I mean, folks, if you really want to fucking, if you really want to draw a turkey, just find the Gookie Gobbler, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Nice try. Angel, you want to take a shot at that?
Yeah, he goes, turkey.
You fat ass.
Man, what did I tell you to eat the fucking turkey?
Yeah, motherfucker be trying to gnaw his own hand off and shit trying to draw this turkey. By the end of it, he may only have two fingers left.
And by the end of it, he'll probably have no fingers left. Yeah, man, I'm not really seeing too much, like, all that much good merchandise up on WWE nowadays.
Yeah, that's why it's disappointing when they give you a deal, buy one, get one 50% off.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you want.
Hell nah, man. I mean, come on, for fuck's sake. This fucking stupid Cesaro thing. King of Swing! Looks retarded.
Yeah, that, yeah, you don't have anything at all.
What's amazing is the fact that the minute they unveiled the new WWE title, they already had a replica of it up on WWE Shop.
See that? They were ready.
Yeah. More Hans. They're ready to give us a title that already exists.
Yes.
Where you go, Ghetto Man? Just for $9.99, you can get yourself a WWE Network subscription for with 6 month commitment.
Don't I already have that?
Yeah, but now that's actually part of the fucking thing up on WWE Shop, where you can actually buy it there.
Yeah, they also have WWE Network t-shirts and whatnot.
Well, no, like, I mean, like, I know they got t-shirts, but I'm just saying, like, if you go to fucking...
I know, I understand.
Like, why the fuck do they need that there? Why can't you just order it? Without WWE Shop.
Well, you need to get it from somewhere.
I guess. Hello, Alexa Bliss. I just might end up buying your fucking picture one of these days.
Maybe if it wasn't $20.
Well, it's signed, so that's
probably
cheap.
I don't give a fuck. That's still not worth $20.
Man, that's what
we don't even know if she's going to make it out of NXT.
That's very true. Ah, here's a shirt that would actually be dope to get. If it wasn't a fucking muscle shirt. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Arrive, raise hell, leave.
Yeah, that's an old shirt.
Yeah, but they decided to turn it into a fucking muscle shirt.
Yeah, they got a bunch of muscle shirts for the summertime.
Yeah, they don't need those. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I think the only good shirt I'm seeing that I'm actually seeing him up on there is the NWO t-shirt.
Yeah, the classic NWO t-shirt.
Hell yeah, bud. The fucking NWO spray paint title t-shirt.
Well, not so much that, the other shirt.
Like, damn, that's you trying to go all out with this shit, huh?
Yeah, their merchandise is a complete letdown.
Pretty much.
I mean, I have all the t-shirts that I wanted. Got the Wyatt family, got that Triple H shirt, got that Undertaker shirt. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing they're doing here with this shit, but I just might go with the old school Stone Cold t-shirt, fucking stomping a mud hole.
What?
Hey, what do you know? That
t-shirt.
Yeah, for $20.
Yeah, I seen that.
It's funny because the other one's only $25.
They're both decent shirts. Man, I used to have a whole bunch of wrestling shirts, man, back in the day, but then I got rid of all of them. So, to buy them all again, I don't know.
Let's see. Kitten said that we had to pick the one topic that she knows absolutely nothing about.
Yeah, damn right. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, seriously, what do you want to talk about? Let's see if Rey Mysterio has any good shit left. Probably not.
Man, don't look at Rey Mysterio's stuff. You'll get injured. He'll be clicking on, holy shit, I broke my finger.
That's probably true. I wouldn't get injured.
So, proceed with caution.
Yeah, good point. Well, I mean, you know, I can always go with something from Sting, but then, you know, I might end up fucking throwing my back out.
Sting?
Yeah.
Why is it that they make Sting merchandise and even that sucks?
I don't know.
But did you notice they got a mask now for him, too?
Yeah. It's funny because the TNA fucking merchandise for Sting is actually better than this one.
Yeah, surprisingly.
What they should have done was just fucking brought back all the old school Sting shit from fucking WCW, since, you know, they own WCW now.
Well, for the longest fucking time now.
Yeah. So seriously, why don't they just fucking bring back Sting's old shit from fucking WCW and throw it up onto the WWE shop? Might be a little bit better.
I think they should bring back the Wolfpack shit.
Yeah.
Now that could sell real well.
Yeah, it would. I think it's funny how fucking, you know, like Sting and Hulk Hogan are back with WWE, but yet TNA still sells their fucking merchandise.
Well, it's the same thing with, like, Psychopathic Records and WWE. They still sell people that aren't there anymore.
True.
So, when are they going to get rid of that Del Rio shit, man?
Hopefully soon.
Like, whenever Caitlyn got released, man, they threw her shit on super clearance.
Yeah. Don't know what the fuck they were thinking.
They wanted to get rid of her shit. That's what they should do with Del Rio.
And they just take all his shit and throw it into the fucking trash.
Well, yeah. not like anybody's really going to buy it there.
Exactly. That's my point right there. Nobody's going to want to buy that shit.
So was there any suggestions put in the suggestion box of what they wanted to talk about?
No, she goes, I ain't got nothing. It's just trying to follow along with you. Well, good luck with that one, because if we're talking about wrestling, you ain't gonna keep up.
Man, I can't even keep up. I don't even know what we talk about half the time.
It's so true. There you go, get him, man. You can buy yourself the Sting gloves from TNA.
Oh, yeah? While I'm at it, I may as well pick up the gloves of CM Punk with the X's on them.
Yeah, there you go.
Like I can't do that myself.
Damn it, Don West. Take your video down. Motherfucker, I hate this damn video.
Yeah, fuck that video. What is that video?
Like Don, this is Don West trying to fucking sell the Sting gloves for $20.
I see.
I mean, I actually might get the black and red, the red and black ones though.
There you go.
Or the black and white ones.
Maybe yes, one of each.
Yeah. Well, they did have a package deal one day. They were selling all the gloves that got a fucking complete package where you got like all four gloves.
They really want to get rid of those gloves.
Yes. There you go, get them, man. You get yourself some nice pink gloves.
Oh, finally. It's what I've been waiting for my entire life. Pink gloves.
Hey, they're autographed by Sting.
Now, when did he ever wear pink gloves?
I don't know. But, they're black with, like, pink fucking scorpions on them.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Now, here's a dope-ass shirt of fucking Sting. It's fucking a comic story. It's like Sting, like, you know, back in the day, not something fucking painting himself up as the Joker.
Yeah, like the one that says Nervous on it.
Yep, that would be the one. But yes, Kitten, we do play Cottonmouth King.
No, we don't. Not for her.
We play KMK, we play King Spade. As long as you know who King Spade is, because Boogeyman sure as hell didn't.
Boogeyman. That guy seems like to be one of those people that would try the Set Yourself on Fire challenge.
Yeah, he'd probably succeed.
he'd be part of the montage of failures.
Exactly. I think we had that track on the soundboard. Possibly. If not, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Proud to be a stoner. We had it at one point.
Damn it, Chris.
Maybe it's under fucking Cloud 9. Let's see. I deleted Cloud 9 because I wanted to see that kept fucking skipping.
Okay then.
No, because I ended up uploading one of the KMKCs to the soundboard and not realizing that it skips. I fucking pressed play and it was skipping to turn the entire fucking track on the soundboard.
The remix.
Yeah, probably about there, yeah.
So the Kid and Play remix.
Maybe now I can turn my fucking PS3 back on. They start doing that stupid ass humming sound.
Yay! The humming sound.
Yay! I gotta re-upload, try to be a stoner.
So where the fuck is Q-Ball at?
Which one? You mean, Angel?
Yeah.
He's up in the room, kinda.
What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know. Okay, let me see. Wow. I don't have Proud to Be a Stone on my computer either.
Jeez.
Time to go download it.
It's time for Plan B.
Yes, Kitten, you need a Plan B here. Because we've become the authority of the Plan Bs.
Or Plan C, D, E, F, G.
Okay, try to be a stoner. I swear people don't know how to fucking upload things on YouTube.
I blame the damn cat in the room.
Yep, it's all her fault. Alright, let me go fucking bootleg this shit.
Yeah, go bootleg it. And put your cat back in the cage.
Might be time for me to get a new fucking way of fucking downloading things because these fucking programs keep starting to fail me miserably.
Why don't you just use the YouTube to MP3 thing like everybody else?
That's what I'm using. It's a free YouTube to MP3 converter.
Well, why doesn't it work? The one I use works all the time.
I don't know. I think I need to update this shit.
Although sometimes when ripping shit off an air, you usually don't get bass behind the track, and it kind of sucks.
Damn it, Angel. Stop that.
What?
Fucking Angel's busy hitting up fucking Kitten, saying that he ain't like other quote unquote juggalos who send dick pics.
I call bullshit. Don't listen to Angel. He's a fucking liar.
Yeah, he's on crack.
He's high
on dosage. What? I was going to say, he said he's quote-unquote straight edge. But I doubt it.
What is that going to do with telling the truth?
Man, he goes, I send cake pics, not dick pics.
So, sometimes I like to spice it up and send a dick cake pics. Sometimes the cake just looks that good that you just gotta stick your dick in it.
Yeah. And then make Angel eat it.
You didn't have to take that far. But he probably would eat it. That fucking disgusting fuck.
Oh, man. It's true. It's damn true. You're like, ooh, special frosting.
Oh, no.
Well, here you go, you fucking stoner. Proud to be a stoner.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's a little confusing to me. All these people sitting on their high horses, looking down on us for smoking the plant, growing a plant. Well, I believe in nature's laws. I just want to be free.
Hollywood, we was up on the scene. Then with D-Lo, Johnny Rick, down my homeboy scene. We was teenagers, yeah, living the dream. Looking up to Daddy X, trying to do this rap thing. On the first couple songs, it was bomb, bomb. We was so high, getting blowed off the skunk. Had the 15s in the trunk down Melrose. Bitches in the club, getting drunk, spin blows. Trying to get a record deal, we getting signed. I was broke with no money, but that was back in 95. I'm proud of smoke weed, and I'm proud of what we done. I'm proud of the kings, and I'm proud of everyone. I'm proud my name was D-Lo, no joke, son. And I'll be proud when I'm a dad, when I have a daughter or a son.
Different kind of me, a brand new religion, one that's never been rehearsed, but it's cursed, and this curse could mean the end of this earth. So many people worry about the troubles that they got ahead. Too many simple solutions, just destroying the land. And when it's all said and done, how we gonna tell our kids that we did the best we could, but we know that we didn't? It's getting crazy, summer's hot, winter's freezing, hurricanes getting stronger, tearing up the southern region. Big fires taking lives, yo, it's pure destruction. We're at a fork in the road, time to choose the right junction. Before there's nothing left, we need to stop this regression. Get all the leaders of the world together in a session. Only then is there a shot that our kids will thrive. In a world that is growing, I just want to survive.
I'm proud to be a stoner, yes I am.
So, Gettleman, I'm guessing the German announce table is going to become a permanent thing for Raw and all of wrestling. Well, all of WWE.
Did you just say German was in WWE?
Man, hell no, man. If German was in WWE, they'd all kill his ass. But, man, I'm talking about the German announce table.
Well, what happens in a Spanish announce table?
I guess they don't want anything to do with it because of Del Rio.
That's kind of fucked up.
I don't fucking know. All I know is fucking if you notice on main event, they have the German announce table covered up. Which probably means it's going to become a permanent thing.
I see.
Why? Nobody knows. Because, the WWE Network is now live in Germany for only $9.99 or $9.99.
God damn.
I don't know what the fuck $9.99 in German is.
Nine.
Well, technically, that'd be no. No. No.
I know.
Let's see how much $9.99 in German is. Doesn't say. I think Germany takes euros though. I think if I remember correctly. So in euros it'd be. Apparently $9.99 in euros. Because $1.33 here in the U.S. is 1 euro. So interesting. Yeah, man, fucking Byron's fucking yelling at fucking Cole fucking because Cole told fucking Cesaro to fucking speak German. Fucking back, Byron's just like, don't tell him what to do.
I'll do that when I want to.
Yeah, due to the fact apparently fucking Cole doesn't know Swiss from German. You're speaking German right now, is this? I'm speaking Swiss.
Yeah.
Angel, stop eating the fucking cake with the special fucking frosting on it.
What the fuck is going on in there?
I don't know, man, but he's fucking all quiet. He's all quiet. He's all fuck.
Damn. I guess he enjoyed it that much.
Apparently. Anyway.
He's in the room. He got a chick in the room. Why don't they talk to each other?
Apparently he'd rather talk to her out of the chat.
That sick son of a bitch. He's definitely sending some fucking dick pics.
He probably is. Damn it, Angel, stop sending her dick pics.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Yeah.
She already deleted you once.
Just the singer Cake.
Shit.
There he is, fucking. Now, and here he is, now he's sending her dick pics. Fucking sick bastard. I said,
why did you slow it down like this?
I don't fucking know. He's become the reverse curse.
The reverse curse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of retarded, tall, and skinny, he's short, fat, and retarded.
Well, no. I was more talking about the fact that, you know, instead of asking her for nudes, he's sending her nudes.
Yeah, who would have thought? I would have never expected that.
Yeah, seriously. Angel, just stick to the fucking cake. Even though she doesn't like that either.
Careful when biting into your red velvet cake. It may have a surprise.
Let's see, she goes, he's not sending dick pics. If he did, I'd make him cry by insulting its size.
Damn. She's one of those.
That's what
girls.
I do to everyone. Man, what the fuck? Well, Angel, you're fucked.
Well, at least she didn't say she'd block him.
she'd probably block him next.
She just simply said she would make fun of them.
Exactly. And block him. Hey, what the fuck is all these motherfuckers wearing fucking bulletproof vests for? Oh, no, boy, that's not a bulletproof vest. That's just this dude's Victoria's that big phone.
You know, because the purge is real and everything.
Yeah, damn, when I was wrong, it's not a bulletproof vest. It's just a fucking stupid big-ass fucking iPad.
How do you wear an iPad?
Well, the fact that this dude had it, like, the way he has it, you know, like, in front of himself, almost looks like a fucking vest.
How do you confuse a vest with a phone?
I don't know.
Havoc must have failed at those picture things they have to learn. What is this picture, Havoc?
Oh, bud.
It's the devil.
Hey, look. 10 minutes ago, fucking Angel posted up in all the group chat. One thing that makes me mad, some of you motherfuckers be sending dick pic to Let's Grow Up and Respect. I'm not playing, my JFC admin will remove you on the spot.
Did you say all juggalos, Chad?
I said JFC.
No, you didn't.
Or did I fucked up and I meant to say, Juggalo Family Chat?
Because I was about to say, because why is he saying that in that group?
I don't know.
Who the hell's doing this now, man, besides Angel?
I don't know. I guess that means Angel's got to remove himself.
You just got to remove yourself, Angel. Go grab the knife.
Yeah. Let's see. Look, she admitted. Eventually, yes, she would block him.
Oh, yeah? How long?
Man, I'm taking on this one chick's fucking page. Fucking works at Facebook models. Why the fuck would you want to be a model for Facebook for?
Facebook models, huh? You gotta love them.
Oh, yeah. Like, why would you want to model?
I personally like the ones that are an old juggaloo's shit. Reason 5022 of why you shouldn't support old juggaloo's chat. Because they support SPH.
This is why I'm not even part of that group no more. Seriously, stop that shit. Hey, but at least fucking, we're just picking on them there, kitten.
What happened?
You said, guys, lay off. He didn't send me anything. Not yet, but I'm sure he'll be sending you some cake pics in a minute.
Does she not understand that we pick on Angel all the time?
Yeah, we really do. For everything. It's typing. It's talking. His voice.
His voice. Really? We don't really make fun of that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm saying that he sounds all feminine and shit.
You said his name was feminine.
Yeah, well, that too.
Don't you know Zits hate magnets?
Oh, great. He's watching that stupid fucking Zit commercial again. Oh, but fucking September 9th. No, September 29th. It's going to be interesting trying to find something to watch.
What?
September 29th, which will be a Monday. They're going to be having, you got Raw, and then they bring back NCIS Los Angeles.
Fucking cares about that.
I fucking love that show.
OMG Havoc.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be season 6. Then I think they got season 12 of the first NCIS coming out. And the season premiere, or series premiere of Lost in NCIS New Orleans.
So how come these jackasses won't call in?
I don't know. Why won't you call in? This means you, Angel. And you, kitten, why don't you just call in?
I think it's funny whenever you call her kitten.
Well, that is her nickname.
But I'm just saying, you saying kitten, it's kind of funny.
Angel said he'll call in at 12:50. Motherfucker, that's in 5 minutes.
12:50, huh? What happens at 12:50?
I don't know.
Why is that so special?
It hits puberty.
Well, it's about time.
Well, But I wonder if he realizes the way he put it was $12.50 is in $12.50.
Wow.
Ah, kiwi strawberry.
Well, while we wait, what are we going to listen to?
Well, we're definitely not going to be listening to Gangsta Here with the Hot Girls.
Gangsta Here with the Hot Girls. No, we don't need to hear that.
Hell no, nah, fuck out of here. I could have sworn I uploaded something earlier. Just don't know what the fuck I uploaded. No. Nah, well, fuck it. We'll just go from the random.
Well, Angel, it's 12:50.
Angel, you're a liar.
Apparently you can't even watch the Here Netting game.
Oh, yeah? Somebody wants to have sex.
So I guess if Angel ever shows up, that's when he shows up. But until then,
let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown who says women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one, I believe first impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me what you'd do to make that first impression really stand.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I'd start spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get my food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull a 40 out and force him for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 30, she got some big chest. After that, try to jump again, and only this time I put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes and the silverware, I drive fucker till I nut in my underwear.
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged, crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never love you. You sound like a witchy bitch, yo, fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care by taking all these other motherfuckers out of here. I'd go through your phone book and whack them all. If I could just hit number one, I'd break your fucking jaw.
What?
Anyone who looks at you will have to pay. I'd be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. I'd grab your titties and stretch them down past your waist. Let them go and watch them both spring up in your face. I sing love songs to ya the best I can. Get you naked and hit it like a caveman. Then we go to the beach and walk through the sand. I throw a little in your face and say I'm just playing. As you spit it all out, I rub your back and grab your underwear and wet it up your ass crack.
Well, it sounds like contestant number two is just overflowing with sensitivity, Sharon. It's a tough choice so far. Sharon, let's have your last question and see which one is going to win the rights to your net.
Okay, if we were at a dance club and you both noticed me at the same time, tell me, how would you each get my attention and what would your pickup line be? Whoever's the smoothest wins.
Okay, first I slide up to the bar and tell you that I can't believe how fucking fat you are. I tell you that I like the way you make your titty shake. And if you lost a little weight, you'd look like Ricky Lake. Fuck that! You'd be jacking me quick. I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick. And then to get your attention in the crowded place, I simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face. Yeah, freak her with your nuts, yo, that'll get her. Tell her that she's fat, yeah, that'll work even better. Look, fuck you, I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two, he's mad whack. I walked into a barn, and there he was, standing up on a bucket, trying to fuck it. It was a big fucking smelly-ass farm llama. Yeah, dog!
How you gonna diss your mama?
Now, there's a challenge that Stephanie McMahon should take.
What?
The camel toe challenge. Let's see here, fucking
Yeah, man. Let's see. The camel toe challenge is here. Get into your tightest leggings and take a photo. And let's help raise awareness for cervical cancer. And that's just someone's excuse to see some camel toes. And I don't blame them.
All right, enough.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Damn it. It died already. Yeah, it should be interesting. If anyone actually takes part in that. I doubt it, but we'll find out.
Really, Dallas? Oh, hell nah.
We'll see how many people really do that bullshit challenge.
Apparently.
Yeah. Now people are going to hate the challenges because it's something sexual.
Yes, there's...
But then again, it shows the world how stupid these challenges are.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look what happened with fucking Mandy, though. He called fucking out Vladimir.
What?
What?
Mandy's calling out Vladimir Putin.
Wait, who called out Vladimir Putin?
Van Diesel.
Van Diesel, why? The fuck?
You know the challenge, that's trending worldwide.
I don't follow that trend worldwide. Is that something important?
The iceberg. Not the iceberg challenge. The iceberg,
really?
Vladimir Putin, you'll probably give two fucking rat ass.
Man, he's gonna come fucking blow people up.
All because of fucking Van Diesel. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, Van Diesel, you're gonna get us all killed.
No shit. He go up with that. Well, that little stunt, he gets tongues. He start fucking World War III. It could happen. You never know if it's his dumbass.
That's the case. If World War III starts, we'll just blame Angel. Because
we blame Van Diesel. We blame I Am Root.
I am.
What?
I Am Root. Hello. He played fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention. I haven't watched it yet.
So where the hell's the other caller at?
Probably not showing up.
Well, add me, I can show you.
What?
I'm talking to Miss Playtime.
Got 1 minute. Take time.
Yeah. 9, 8, 7, 6. Oh, that's why she doesn't have a phone.
Well, that's a fail.
Yeah, I just looked in the room and she said her phone's off till tomorrow. Earlier. How about that?
I see.
Trying to trick that guilty just Molly.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Her name is B. Kenya. Kenya.
And it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, did you not just hear me say that she doesn't have a phone?
I know that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. The go getter, you have been, especially been invited to her page.
Oh, great. Who is Stardust?
Hell no. I don't know, her name's like V. Cheney.
V. What the fuck is V?
V. Chile.
V. L. Okay.
That's a V. Cheney.
Oh, V. Cheney? Oh.
Don't butcher their name there, Angel.
Oh, I. That's like you said, V. Chile.
Hey, look, both of you were friends with that girl again. I think I'll just leave her on the outside.
Yeah, man, yo, this just sounds dope, though.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Part-time means more time to enjoy stable. No shit, Blatner.
I'm sorry, Brock, but you don't have any chances of staying time with fucking stable, so now that you're champion. What if you could, you know, do us an amazing favor, Brock? And permanently kill fucking junk, you know, we all your fucking debt.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could just do that.
Yeah, seriously. Kill him! Kill him! Just do like you said you were gonna do on SummerSlam. And kill him!
You can't, no. He killed him with those fucking suplexes.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Want him dead. I see Guilty decided to accept my invite to, like,
wow.
Each and A.
Wow, oh, this guy's name is Wacko. Wow.
Where is it? And does Wacko have a sister named Dot? And Yakko?
This person's name is Wacko, and he's like a gangster. Gangster rapper.
Gotta hear that bullshit.
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks about the Animaniac.
How to talk to police. Don't.
Yeah, how to talk to police. Give them some fucking donuts and they shut the fuck up.
Angel's a unicorn.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, look, I found this theme song called I Am the Unicorn.
See?
Yeah, yo, this chick's definitely not that bad, though. I just like her. It is, she's from fucking Providence. Hell yeah, fucking New England fucking representing.
Man, Justin's a pervert.
Oh, we all knew this. Let's see. I better start seeing this shit. You're a pervert. or the I can't believe this is at the absolute top of my news feed.
I only shared it because it's going to make people angry.
They're always angry. They're always getting mad. What's the fucking new?
That's why I'm going to share this so people get angry with it.
Share what?
Why you dumb fuck?
Fuck you too.
I want to share so people get mad. Shared what? The same thing we've been talking about for the past few minutes here.
What?
Man, the fucking camel toe contest. Or a challenge, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Angel, Justin responded with a single pervert.
He's still a fucking pervert.
There again, I think we all are.
Well, Angel more than others.
Yeah. And it would be
whatever.
Oh, fuck. Man, this Cheyenne Marie bitch is a fucking fan of Circle Cutter.
What?
Yeah, man, this chick fucking Cheyenne is apparently a fan of fucking Circle Cutter.
Oh. I see. She likes good music.
Yeah. And which includes Hobson. And Wiz Khalifa. The only good fucking thing that I found on her page before was that fucking beach in any pit. Nah, it's her. It's only because it will anger people. LOL. And what word did you forget?
Here.
There.
It's only here because it'll anger people. Oh, well. It's still the same thing.
But I'm just saying, the fact that you read it and you didn't even know what word was going.
Yeah. Oh, well. It happens. So let's see who fucking Nikki Bella fucking faced off against our main event.
Emma.
They brought back the fucking dancing retard. Find up being on fucking WWE Network similar. And look, here comes the bubble.
Yep, I remember that shit back in the fucking day. Ah, yep.
What shit, back in the day?
When the Hardy Boys used to have both titles, ECW and the WWE Championship.
And I'm pretty sure everybody remembers that.
You sold out. You sold out.
Man, get on my figure to the, yo, how much you want to bet? On the next Raw, we'll probably see Nikki Bella come out in a fucking suit.
Oh, great. Here you go. Here's a picture for you. A real woman cooks, cleans, and pays all her man's bills, even his child support.
What are you talking about, Bell, over here, Buzzkill?
So that's that bitch that Primus was talking about. What the fuck?
What about Primus?
Apparently, he went to the gathering in 2011. Some bitch left him hanging.
Who left him hanging?
Right. And she went to fuck Necro.
Necro.
Yeah, the same Necro I saw this this week. Yeah, Necro Butcher.
Any letters on a FaceTime?
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
And the chick that he went to the gathering was as ugly as all fuck. Like, holy shit, she's just like, whoa! She's right up there with fucking alien ass.
Yeah, I got a question. Yo, can you hit up a song for me? I'm so dope. Remix.
I fucked up remix.
No, I'm so dope. Remix.
I'm so dope. Remix.
Yeah.
Do you even a remix?
Yeah, where Coco went and you got Black Gold on it. There is a remix.
You mean I've been dope?
Yeah.
I think we might just possibly have that remix up on here. There we go. I've been dope. Not I so dope.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Talking about that shit that gets you high in like 5 sacks, equivalent to that work that you be cooking up in your Pyrex. I'm dope just like that dick I give to my ex. I get hype, I get charged, there's no doubt that I'll be the live. I supply to see my words be the needle in the studios. My dope house where I'm serving the people like Lebo. I'm known to have the hookup with the pure dope lyrics. I ain't out here selling hookups. I put up my money. I bet ya, I beat ya. The fans love my voice, see I'm a blessing to the speaker.
Cross my heart, hope to die. These nines are picturesque and these guys like a porcupine. My flow is just so dope, like I'm sorting lines. They trying to kill the kids like bitches are waiting in an abortion line. You can try and try, break up my lyrics, you won't find a line. Tell the cops that Lesto's like Lance Armstrong, cause he's riding high. Cause I've been dope, and for your info, she's a nymph.
beat Marion Jones. Cause I'm doped up, lifting your way quicker than gold dust. Forget the heat, I slice your meat. People be thinking you was a cold cut. I'm cold cut, they should've known, bro. That's what I told ya. We buying bars with this strange money, Marshmallow Man, cause I blown up. They hating on me.
The town remix. Y'all may know him as Ron Rowe. I know him by Double R. Hey yo man, sick them niggas, man.
I'm overdosed to be comatose when you holding on to this heat. I'm on a roller coaster with the Holy Ghost, but to poke a hole in your seat. It's been a long road, but I'm coast to coast and I'm still going on feet. Going toe to toe, we're going for finna hold holding this beat. I make overages off of opiates, my associates take note. I'm like the Pope, cause I'm fucking little niggas over with no soap. Keep a duffel full of coats, and the coconut is some coke. You wanna double up or a boat, get a dosage, but it's dope. Cause I've been getting you high, and I've been sizzling fry. I've been a nerd, cooking words, we serve, flipping the pot, now give it a try. But what is pop? What's the radius of the circle? What's in your cup? That's miscellaneous, simultaneously purple. I'm a drug, how you hook? With a hook, in the club, still a thug. By the book, give you a book, or a slug. Where's the love? I don't know. Probably the same spot that you left it. You feel me? But just don't touch me, or I feel disrespected. I'm dope.
This the remix for the town, y'all.
That filter, nigga. Panther piss, what we call wet. Stripping naked. Niggas thinking they Jesus off in that intersection. Smoke Park Sunday. From 63rd down to these niggas have bitches check.
For every baller with tall dough. Maxima wagons on all gold. Richard Dunn, Frank Savory, and Delshawn had all hoes. Bootleg on 39th, the party house where we all roll. Dockers and Nautica, Gucci and Prada, when Louis wasn't even the flow clothes.
Nigga, I've been dope. Since I bought the butterfly bags from the liquor store, too, with the dope in.
What you know?
By claiming that blood in the city, your club when the fact it was popping, he had that flow. But nigga, I stayed mental. Yeah. We claim central. Deal I sell. Took control of my lane and into this strange venture. I tool around with my fam. Nigga, this cutty cow go ham. Niggas, this veteran click, never been sick. Generic niggas, just fam. Nigga, I been dope. Yeah. This Ray D, Anthony Peeler, KC, Killer City. Everything that you stand for was what made me. What made me. Now they see.
I been dope.
So there you have it, baby.
Bobby
the Pumper. Next up, the owner.
I been dope, man.
Run, Double R.
I been dope, man.
Yours truly, Cut Calhoun. Kansas City Chiefs. Black Gold. We done did it again. Strange music, baby. KC's in town. I want to hear this all over, baby.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Man, fucking Big Show's fucking retarded nowadays. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try and bust some fucking luchador moves. Motherfucker, you break the ring. I mean, seriously, and then you got fucking Mark Henry, like, go out there, win, and then go eat.
Yeah. Such a fat person thing to say.
Yeah, it really is, man. Oh, man, that's just giving me nuts. But, hey, it should be interesting.
What would be interesting exactly?
I don't know.
I
mean, come on, baby. I mean, you think fucking Mark Henry eats enough before the match, between the match, and after the match. But I think, like, you know, if they decided, you know, to have a fucking actual tag, fucking name, I think Mark Henry and Big Show
be the tag team champion.
I can see it happening. Like I said yesterday, I see it happening.
I mean, don't really see the Wyatts winning a title.
Nope.
And they lost to the fucking Usos, 4-1.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, at least for a game, Big Show and for a game, Mark Henry as champions, you know, that should be a pretty unstoppable team.
Yeah, there you go. Brock Lesnar is the champion, and Big Show and Mark Henry is the tag champions. Then who's going to fucking challenge for these belts?
I guess seriously, man. But I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a match between Sheamus and Cesaro, though.
For the title. Probably at United Champions.
Yeah, probably. I'm down for it, though.
I think it's time for Sheamus to lose the belt.
Yeah, because he doesn't even fucking defend it.
No, he needs to lose the beer. Then again, he already did that already.
How the fuck are we talking about titles? You're talking about the man's beard.
He did. But seriously, he needs to lose the beard, though.
Why?
They did it before they brought him back, but then they let him grow back.
That's what happens. Hair grows back.
Yeah. You know, not that you don't understand that, Baldy. But no, they just need to make fucking Sheamus lose the title. He obviously doesn't even defend it.
Yeah, he won it off of Dean Ambrose a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Exactly. That was the only thing that happened. He won it, defended it a couple times, and then stopped defending it.
That's what happens with that title all the time.
Yeah, seriously. They should just get rid of that title. But they probably won't do it.
Probably not.
That friggin' bitch. And I type in fucking David Ryan and it pops up with a fucking pregnant bitch.
The fuck?
Yeah. Last time I checked, she was not pregnant.
Maybe she is now.
That'd be very disturbing. But kind of hot. And what's with everybody fucking starting off at the beginning of fucking Barney before actually moving on to fucking shit?
I don't know, Eric.
On fucking Selena Gomez, she was on fucking Barney. Debbie Bryan, she was on Barney. Angel was molested by Barney.
Go fuck yourself, you motherfucker.
What are you talking, man? What are you talking about, man? It was Bebop.
Yeah.
No. It was that green thing.
I said Bebop as in like Ninja Turtles. But what was the name of that yellow dinosaur?
I don't
Oklahoma.
Wasn't there like a yellow dinosaur?
Yeah,
what's his name? BJ or maybe?
Yeah, BJ.
That's who touched the angel.
Whatever.
He's like, I'll show you what BJ means.
He learned at a young age.
And then fucking Baby Bob got involved, like, want to touch my horns?
He said, no. He said, I'm not into females.
And then Bunny shows up, want to ride my tail?
This is getting so weird.
It really is. Oh, but again, that show was weird as all fuck. I mean, let's see.
What do you expect from a black man in a purple dinosaur suit?
Good point. If not very much. Being that he is a pedophile.
Yeah, he got to molest Selena Gomez.
Yeah, lucky bastard. Now she's only into black dudes.
Man, I sure hope not.
Well, I think the new dude that she's dating is black, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck she's dating.
Oh, well, Ghetto, I don't think you're ever going to get your fucking poster or picture.
Yeah, no shit, man. She's playing that stupid video game again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, if only I was a hacker, I'd send her a nice virus.
Oh, man. I think if she got a virus, I don't even know what the fuck to do.
Man, she barely even knows what to do on the fucking game.
Well, this is true.
And why the fuck are you playing a game and answering questions? What the fuck?
Yeah, seriously, who the fuck does that? I'm sorry. I want Jessica Nika to do another fucking Hail Monday.
Someday.
The last one she did was when she had that fucking foxtail butt plug, candy bra, and she started sticking cheese all over her face.
Yeah, she got a nice butt plug.
Yep. Now all she needs is for someone to send her a dildo. Angel, go for it.
But put it inside of a cake.
What? Seriously, dude, seriously?
And then tell her there's a surprise in the middle of the cake.
Man, no one fucking Jessica Negan can be as a nutcase as she is. I end up fucking sticking her whole face into the cake and taking it out with her mouth.
That'd be pretty hot to see.
Hell yeah, man. bud. And I sure hope they do another fucking Heroes of Cosplay.
Eventually. They've only done 12 episodes.
This is right here. As of August 2014, no news regarding a follow-up season has been released to the public. Probably not.
I see.
If they do a new season, they'll probably have like all new people.
Man, ain't nobody want to see new people.
Yeah. I want to see Monica Lee and Jessica Negri. And Corey Dexter. Those are good, too.
Just leave it the same people.
Yeah, just leave Becky out of it, because that bitch looks like she's got Down syndrome. Like fucking Brock Lesnar.
Damn.
Okay, come and teach Jessica Negri how to use a Japanese toilet.
Or the regular toilet.
Oh, that too.
Japanese.
Like a Japanese toilet is just is nothing but a hole in the ground. You can try to learn how to use a Japanese toilet. It's absolutely not.
Hey everyone, it's me. I'm driving to photo shoot.
Okay, no. Well, this is going nowhere. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Okay.